This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. U.S. retailers and manufacturers are getting ready for a giant leap forward in the way they keep track of goods. They're preparing to attach radio frequency ID, or RFID tags, to millions of items. These tiny microchips could become even more common than the barcode systems they're replacing. At the same time, other companies are working on ways to protect privacy in a world where every manufactured object could be traceable. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
To explain why RFID is about to take the manufacturing world by storm, researcher Tom Scharfeld has set up a mock factory display at the Auto ID Center in Cambridge, Massachusetts. He's got a pallet piled high with boxes.
And I'll just push the pallet through the dock door.
Scharfeld pushes the boxes past a transmitter, which bounces a signal off the small butterfly-shaped antennas attached to each box. These are the RFID devices.
And we can come over and see that we're reading these particular items.
Even though the boxes are hidden in a pile, the reader can detect every single item on the pallet. This simple but elegant approach could help reduce waste and help companies track inventory with pinpoint precision. Sue Hutchinson is with EBC Global, which is developing the RFID standards that companies worldwide will use.
The pharmaceutical manufacturers looked at it and said, if I have that kind of visibility, I might be able to get a better handle on our current problem with counterfeit or gray market drugs. When the USDA and the Cattlemen's Association look at this, to them it might look like feedlot tracking. What happens to livestock as it moves through its life cycle?
The prospect of tracking objects at a distance has industry salivating. Walmart wants all of its top suppliers to use RFID tags on inventory beginning January of next year. But the interest of consumer-oriented companies like Walmart, Gillette, and Procter & Gamble gives privacy advocates the willies. Catherine Albrecht of Consumers Against Supermarket Privacy Invasion and Numbering, or Caspian, says you have to stop and think.
We will literally have a world in which every physical object on the planet has its own unique number, could potentially be registered in a database, could be monitored actually at all times through a pervasive network of reader devices. And that's truly an extraordinary thought.
Albrecht says retailers are already experimenting with plans to attach tags to individual items. She wants consumers to know about this before they find that the clothing they brought home still has a traceable microchip attached to it. If these privacy concerns are legitimate, the question is what to do about them. Some want to write protections into law. California State Senator Deborah Bowen has introduced legislation that would mandate consumer choice.
It would require express consent before tracking and collecting information, and would require the detachment or destruction of tags that are attached to a product offered for sale before the customer leaves the store.
But simply ripping off the RFID tags would also destroy some of the benefits of this technology. Ari Jules is with RSA Security.
An item that has an RFID tag embedded in it, for instance, could in principle be returned to a store without a receipt. The range of smart appliances that people envision, refrigerators that can tally their contents and tell you when you've run out of milk, systems that enable the physically and mentally impaired to locate objects easily.
So RSA has come up with a privacy-friendly companion to RFID. To demonstrate, RSA has set up an imaginary store at their headquarters in Bedford, Massachusetts. It's a make-believe pharmacy where John Brainerd is selling imaginary drugs. They're really jelly beans, and they're outfitted with RFID tags. Brainerd sells me some pills and scans my purchase.
Now I mark you as paid, and your name goes into our database along with that unique ID. So all that's fine, but the problem is that these tags don't have any security. So anybody with an antenna and reader like this who can get close enough to you can find out exactly what you're carrying.
RSID's bright idea is to offer customers a security bag equipped with an anti-RFID tag.
Instead of sending a fixed ID back to the reader, it basically confuses the reader and prevents it from reading the purchased items that are in the bag. I'll show you that by scanning it again.
This time, the blocker tag interferes with the RFID tag attached to the pill bottle, so my purchase is suddenly invisible.
So the idea is that you can use the tag when it's convenient, when you want to bring it back for a refill, but when you want to be protected, you can still have your privacy.
RSA is betting that there will be consumer demand for privacy technologies. EPC Global, the consortium that's developing the RFID standard, encourages companies to let consumers opt out of this technology. But spokesman Jack Grasso says ultimately he can't stop RFID information from being misused.
That's not a matter of technology or a matter of business. You know, that's a matter of human nature. We don't expect that we will be able to create standards for human behavior. What we're creating are standards for how the technology is being used.
Privacy groups say human nature alone may not be enough to protect consumers' interests. Larry Abramson, NPR News.